Good afternoon. Draft time again. Scouts are very excited about their game day. Mark Ross and Chris Mara and all of our scouts, Kevin Abrams, all those guys we're in our draft room trying to finalize our draft board and get ready for the big day. So I'm ready for any questions you guys might have.
What have you decided?
We're going to take our pick at 23.
Jerry, is what you've done in free agency maybe give you a little bit more flexibility regarding what you can do in the first round, two or three?
Well, you always take that in consideration, Patty, you know, what you have on your roster right now. But going into the draft, like I say every year, you know, we just go in there trying to pick, you know, the best players available when we're on the clock, and we'll continue to use that pattern.
Jerry, I don't think you've ever traded in the first round. What is there a particular reason for that, and what's your philosophy on trading?
Well, if we have opportunity to trade in the first round, you know, we'll do that. Right now, we just kind of let the board, you know, fall like it does, and if we feel like we want to move up to get somebody, you know, we'll move. It costs to move up, though. If you're going to move up, you're going to give away a lot of draft picks and move up. Even if you move up, you know, just a couple of spots, you got to give up some draft picks to do that. And we like taking our picks, and but if there's somebody up there that we love and we think we can move up to get, then you know we'll keep those options open.
Jerry, do you feel you still need help on the offensive line, whether it's early in the draft or at some point later in the draft?
Yeah, Bruce, we feel like we can use help anywhere, at any position, you know, offensive line. We just want to create a lot of competition at every position going into the training camp. And, you know, so we're gonna try to upgrade at every position like we always do. And offensive line is definitely a spot that we'd like to upgrade as well.
I'm sorry. When you go back and look at where the things stood at the combine to now, has there been that much movement as far as, you know, maybe guys – surprising you that maybe you didn't know more as much about back then?
You're talking about the draft picks, right? Yeah. Well, you know, our scouts are on top of all these guys. You know, at the combine, you know, you're just now learning. A lot of people just now learning about these guys, but our scouts already know these people, and so we don't have a lot of surprises. Every now and then, you have a couple of surprises. A guy can jump up, you know, quickly out of nowhere, and you have to do some extra work on him. But for the most part, you know, we don't have a lot of surprises going into the draft.
How much do you weigh what they did in college versus this 3-4 month process, you know, leading up to the draft?
Yeah, we try to put it all together. You know, we look at what the players do on the field. You know, we grade the players on the field. You know, the gymnastic stuff that they do at the combine, that's part of the equation. But we look at these guys as football players first, and you know, we just go on our experience as scouts and try to look at the player more than what the gymnastic numbers say. But that's part of the equation as well, though.
Sorry. If I could ask you a question about DJ Fluker. He, a few years ago, first-round pedigree, you signed him to a free agent contract. Do you still see that first-round pedigree in him? Do you think he can develop?
Well, we hope so. You know, DJ's going to come in and you know, battle for a position just like everybody else on the squad. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the change of address and, you know, just a new scene for him. We'll re-energize him, and I know he wants to prove that he's still, you know, a number one type talent, and we're looking forward to giving him the opportunity.
Where do you think he was better when you looked at him? Did you see him more better? Did you think he performed better at guard or tackle?
Yeah, you know, coming out, Jordan, we thought, you know, he could play both. We thought he had some versatility. We thought he could play tackle. We thought he could play guard. I think he's going to get an opportunity. I'm not the coach. You know, Coach McAdoo will make that decision on where he plays. But we think he has some versatility to play guard or tackle.
Jerry, at the end of the season, or right after the season, you spoke about, you know, considering maybe a position change for Eric Flowers. But at this point, do you know, there's not really another left tackle here now. So, I mean, do you see him as the left tackle?
Yeah, well, again, at the spring, you know, it's a long time before we play. You know, we'll you know, in the spring, we'll experiment on different lineups and situations with our offensive line. So it's a long way to go. That's, you know, that's to be determined later by Ben and the coaching staff. But we'll tinker with a lot of things in the spring.
Despite always looking for the best player available.
I'm sorry?
Despite always looking for the best available player.
Mm-hmm.
when you look at last season, clearly there must be some areas where you think you need more help than others.
Yeah, of course, Dave. You know, you're always trying to tie best player available with, you know, what your needs are, you know. But we do it a lot. We do it a lot. We definitely – sometimes it falls that way. You know, this is the best player available, and also, ties into value and a need as well. So we try to tie both of them together, but, you know, we're not going to reach for guys just because we think it's a need position for us.
And it ties into the cost of moving up.
Yeah, all of it calls, you know, ties into the cost of moving up. Yep.
Gary, you've been obviously in a lot of drafts, and you've seen players you really liked, and they've gone and gotten them. You know, you roll with the punches, I'm sure. Last year, there were two guys who you liked a lot who teams traded up in front of you to get. Does that make you more maybe aggressive to say, look, we don't want that to happen again? Or you know, you say you want the board to fall to you, but you don't sometimes you can't fall to you.
Well, we like all the players that got picked in front of us last year. You know, you're saying it's two guys, so there was a lot of guys we liked in front of us. And so, you know, are you going to move up every time just because you like somebody? You get the, you know, you pick where you are for a reason. You know, we're picking 23. We had a decent season, so we're picking farther, you know, back in the draft. You know, if you don't play well, you pick up front. So, but again, if there's somebody up there that we love and we think we got to have, we're dying for, and we're willing to give up our draft picks to move up to get them, you know, we're open to doing that.
Does it get a little muddy, though, when you're picking as low as you are now? Because now you're looking at guys that are potentially late first round, early second round picks.
Well, because you never know, Patty. You never know how the board's going to come off, how the players are going to come off the board. And, you know, you look at this draft and, you know, you have, you know, however, you know, five or six blue chip players. Then you have, you know, the second level of your first round guys, and you never know how they're going to come off. Some people might see them a little different than we like them. And so you just kind of, you know, when you're picking later in the draft, you just kind of got to sit, you have to sit and wait and let somebody just start the fall. And you're like, well, let's move up and try to get this guy if, you know, if we really love him that much. But, again, if you do that, you're going to give up draft picks, and we don't like to do that.
Do you have 23 names in your first row?
We have 32 names in the first row. That's why we call them rows. They're not all first-round picks, but they're in the first row.
How many gradable draftable players do you have on your board then?
Total. Say again?
How many players have a draftable grade on your board then? It's a rough number.
I'm not going to talk about how many players we have draftable grades, guys.
Do you consider your depth chart as one of the tools to your decision?
Do I consider we're just picking the best players available. You know, we have players on our board. We have all of our players that are on the team currently on the board with them as well, and that see how they fit. But we're just trying to pick the best player available when we're on the clock.
Think of the talent. Taken going to the Colts, how do you look at defensive tackle in terms of depth and potential need?
Well, we think obviously you know Snacks is a good player there. You know, we got Bromley, we got Robert, so we have a couple more guys that we expect to step up and help fill that void. And obviously, we'll continue to look in free agency, and we'll look in the draft to see we can add some depth to that position as well, Kim.
Were you surprised that he left after it dragged over so long?
No, I'm never surprised about anything in free agency. You know, money talks, and, you know, we're happy for Hank. We're big Hank fans around here, and we wish him well.
In 2007, your draft led to a Super Bowl title. Do you look at this year's crop and this draft in general as something that could be a key component in building a championship team for this year?
Well, we hope so. We hope these, you know, the kids we draft in, you know, in this draft will help supplement some of the needs that we have on the roster, and hopefully that, you know, we can get some players in here out of this draft that can help us get over the top.
You talked about Eli at the end of the season. I think the term you used was the back nine of his career, and you obviously had to look for that quarterback, that next quarterback at some point. Did you go about the looking at quarterbacks this year? Was it any different than you did in the past? And what was your overall impression of that?
No, not really. We evaluate everybody the same every year, you know, regardless of what we're looking for or what we think we need or where we think the depth should come from. We're giving everybody a fair assessment as we go through all the players, and we grade everybody the same, no matter what, if you're from a big school, a small school, you're short, if you're tall, it doesn't matter. We give everybody the same degree of consideration.
Find yourself looking more at quarterbacks at all this year? Maybe?
Myself, yeah. Personally, I probably looked at more quarterbacks this time than I did at other times. But there's only so many, you know, with the job I have to do, is there only so many guys you can look at, and it's not like, you know, you can ask Mark Ross about anybody from any school, and he can tell you in 2 seconds, and because he sees all the players and evaluates all of them. And obviously, you know, it's hard for me to evaluate every single player.
I'm sorry. When you're looking for the proverbial successor for Eli, I mean, is Geno a candidate to be that guy?
Well, Geno's on the roster. He's going to have a fair share to compete just like everybody else. And, you know, he's excited about being here, and we're excited to have him. And he's going to come in and compete just like everybody else. So we'll see where that goes.
You know, the deadline's coming up. Have you decided you're going to exercise the fifth-year option on Odell?
No, we're going to discuss that when the time gets closer. We'll keep all of our options open with respect to that.
Yeah, you had some kind of critical comments to him at the end of the season publicly. How do you think he responded in the last couple of months?
Well, you guys call it critical. You know, I don't think it was critical. I think you got some of you guys framed it as critical. So I didn't see it that way.
Critique, maybe. I mean, it's not critical isn't the word you want to use. But how do you think he just responded to the general message?
Again, I think he's a guy that's, you know, hear what we're saying, and I think he's going to, like John said, you know, we're not that worried about Odell. You know, he's a young kid. He's growing up every day, and we think he's going to continue to be a tremendous football player and a tremendous representative of our organization here.
At the owners' meeting, Ben had said that Geno compares favorably to the quarterbacks in this year's class. Does that change the calculus at all of what you guys might do next week at a quarterback, that you have Geno here now?
No.
How do you personally evaluate this team's draft performance over the last 3 or 4 years?
It's not my job to do that. You guys can do that. You know, we go in every year and do our best to – draft the best players available and try to develop the kids that we get on the roster. And, you know, so if you win, you know, it's a good draft. If you don't win, it's a bad draft. So you guys can evaluate that. I'm not here to talk about how we're evaluating what the drafts are.
Jerry, if you take a quarterback in the draft, you know, I mean, 4 years ago you took one and you said famously, you know, I hope he never plays. If you take one next week, I'm sure you'll also say, we hope he doesn't need to play right away or soon. So how do you weigh, you know, taking a pick, let's say, higher in the draft that you know is a developmental guy, you know is not going to play, and you hope he doesn't play?
Again, you know, in the draft, you just take the best player available and, you know, however he fits on your roster. You know, if you take a quarterback high, if you take him in the seventh round, wherever you take him, you know, you hope everything falls right for them. If they have to play, you hope it's the right time for them to play. But, you know, if you're worrying about, you know, what time, when is he going to play, when is he not going to play, and you might miss out on the right player. Just pick the best player available.
So isn't quarterback different, though? Sorry. I mean, it's everyone treats quarterbacks differently. You pay them the most money. Everyone looks for them. I mean, there's only one who can play at a time.
Yeah, but again, you know, everybody has to get picked somewhere. And, you know, last year that Prescott got picked, you know, people didn't regard him highly, and he played tremendous. So, you know, he was in the right place at the right time, got the right opportunity, and he did a very nice job for them.
Would you not rule out drafting a first-round quarterback?
Everything. We'll keep all of our options open.
Jerry, realistically speaking, though, if you were to say, okay, we're going to draft a quarterback at some point, do you say to yourself, we need to give this guy 2 years, 3 years to learn behind him? Do you have any kind of set timetable?
Well, you know, again, you know, who knows what will happen, Patty? You know, if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you draft him in the second round, if Eli gets hurt, if we don't have a quarterback we think is ready to go, and if you have a quarterback on the roster, you have to get him ready to play. And, you know, so that's the coach's job to do that. It's our job to have somebody waiting in the wings to play. So, you know, you just never know. We think Eli has, you know, really some, you know, some good years left, you know, to play for us. And we're trying to put, you know, good people around him as well. And hopefully offense can pick up the pace more than last year.
Do you agree with the consensus that is that the quarterbacks in this class all could use time to sit and develop?
Yeah, well, that's what you say every year. You know, it's hard to bring guys right, you know, out of college and to play up here. It's just such a different game, and the college game is a lot different now. So it's hard for guys to just jump in and play up here right away. So, but we've seen guys do it. You know, I think you have to limit what they do, and you can't give them everything at the beginning, Kim.
So as you personally look at this class of quarterbacks, where is your determining factor? Where do you look to project and say, this guy could be our guy?
Well, again, we just look where their skill set is and look at what we like to do and see how many guys have that skill set and what part of the draft, what window we think they could be possible picks for us if we decide to pick one.
What's Ben's involvement in the process?
In the draft process, just like always, all of our coaches are part of the process, and everybody has an opinion on who we take, and so he's a big part of it. Like every coach has been since we've been here.
But yours is the final decision, right?
It's our decision. It's our decision. If it don't work out, it was my decision.
Have you ever looked back all by yourself at a draft pick and admitted to no one but you made a mistake on him?
Oh, plenty of times. Plenty of times. You know, you don't get them all right. I don't think nobody's batting 1,000 in picking players. But yeah, plenty of times.
How do you factor age into it? There's some guys in the draft, maybe they're 23, 24, 25. How much does that play into the equation for you guys, and how do you look at it?
That's not a big issue for us if a guy's, you know, 24, 25. You know, that's still super young.
Jerry, how has the role of the tight end changed since the last time you or this organization picked one in the first round? I guess that would be Jeremy.
How the tight end role?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's whatever your offensive coordinator is, whatever your head coach philosophy is, I think that's what, you know, determines what your tight end role is. You know, you look at different teams, tight ends are a big part of what they do, and you look at us, and we haven't been a two tight end kind of offense under Ben. So, but we do feel like that a tight end could come in and help us. We brought Ellison in to be part of that equation, you know, helping the run game, and I think he's very capable receiver as well. So, there's some good tight ends in this draft, we believe. I like a lot of different positions, but it just depends on what the offensive coordinator thinks. You know, how much he wants to use a tight end.
Have you not used that aspect in Ben's offense, you think, because of the personnel that's been here? I mean, I don't think you've had a drafted player at that position for a while.
You can ask Ben about that. You know, I think, you know, the best coaches, you make adjustment to really what your personnel is. You know, I think that's part of being a coach, and you don't always have the perfect pieces to what you want, and you have to make the adjustment, and I think, you know, the best coaches do that.
Two more questions, guys. What's the challenge in evaluating players that are in some ways so much more multidimensional than maybe we saw in the past? Because I'm thinking of guys like Peppers or McCaffrey, guys who bring different skill sets. Can they still be first rounders in your opinion, or does that, because there's maybe not a specific position, what is that challenge like, finding spots for players like that?
Well, it's not the challenge. It's I think when you get a player that, you know, have the skill set like McCaffrey and maybe Peppers, these guys do a lot of different things for their team. You can save yourself a roster spot, you know, more than anything else. If you get a guy like that, you don't have to go out and get a return specialist, or, you know, you can give him some snap. You know, obviously both these guys will be tremendous on special teams. So they can do a lot of things, but, you know, to their defense a little bit, I think they get hurt a little bit because they play so many different positions, you know, and people like, well, what does this guy do? And it maybe devalues them a little bit. So, but we like guys that with a lot of versatility, and you know, those two good players.
Jerry, there's the notion out there, particularly in mock drafts, that the Giants, quote-unquote, have to take an offensive lineman at 23 because that is such a need. To that, you would say what?
I'd say we're going to pick the best player available. Okay. Thank you, guys.